Hi, this is Jennifer Smith, and thank you for listening to The 15-Minute Shift. This is a podcast where I give you 15 minutes of enlightenment, an activity, or a challenge every week to change your mindset, change your vibe, and change your life. Let's dig in. I think it's kind of funny, the title of this podcast, I decided to call it Just Stop Talking. Just Stop Talking. I want to talk today about how each of us, because I know that I am guilty of this very thing, but I try to make a very exceptional conscious effort to not participate in this activity. And that is speaking about the things that broke you as though you are still the victim of the thing that broke you. Basically, I want to teach you to not be the bitch of your past. Like, don't be the past bitch. I know for some of you that might sound kind of harsh, but I'm being completely 100% authentic when I say that. So just stop talking. Stop speaking into existence all the trauma, all the grief, all the hurt, all the bad that went down that created chaos, grief, trauma, whatever in your life that you absolutely can't deal with anymore. Stop talking about it. And a lot of you are out there going like, well, how can I stop talking about it? It consumes my whole life. Well, yeah, it can consume your whole life. But I am a firm believer that if you continue to speak of the very thing that is breaking you down, the very thing that is destroying your inner peace, you are creating out there in the universe more of the same thing. You are manifesting. You are the creator of your own reality, and you are therefore creating it within your reality more of the very thing that you dislike. A lot of you are also going to say, she's crazy. How can that possibly be? Well, I can tell you firsthand that I manifested cancer in myself, in my own body. And I'm not going to get into that story today. But I also manifested many other things that I didn't like either without even realizing I was manifesting them. You probably are doing the very same thing. So I'm going to use an example of a situation with one of my children who had a very poor elementary school teacher last year. My son would come out of school practically 4 days a week crying or in tears, begging me in the morning to not send him, begging me to let him stay home and be homeschooled. And this went on for the entire school year. About 3 months into it, when, you know, different various meetings had occurred, we had met with administrators, my husband and I realized nothing was going to change with this situation. They were not going to do anything in our favor. And for the mental stress that my son, our son, was experiencing, it was not worth his inner peace or turmoil in his own small childlike heart to make any abrupt changes in him, meaning we weren't going to move classes or teachers. It just academically wasn't a good fit for us to move him. So we had to find a way to get through this. So I said to my son, I know this is going to be really hard for you to stick this out, but I don't care whether you do your homework. I don't care if you were number one or number two or number five or number 10 in the whatever, you know, standards the teacher was setting for this goal of math problems or whatever writing project. I don't care about any of it. I want you to go to school, enjoy your friends, enjoy the environment, and respect her as a teacher and leave it at that. And this took quite a while for me to coach him through this, but the lesson here was the first thing out of his lips every day when he would meet me in the pickup line would be, Mrs. Such and Such said this, or he would have tears in his eyes and Mrs. Such and Such said that, or Mrs. Such and Such did this to me. And I said, from now on, we have to flip the script. We're not going to talk about her anymore unless it absolutely is necessary. And we're going to give her a different name. We're not going to call her by her name anymore within our family. So we gave her a code name. And I told him beginning whatever day it was, I said, beginning tomorrow, when you come out of school, the first thing I want to hear from you is the one thing that went right. I need to know what one thing went right. And if it was simply just, I had a great time with my friends at basketball on recess, fantastic. But I need to know one thing, and it can't be a complaint. And then we changed the process of the complaints to, we sat down with my husband and I and my son, and we said, okay, now spill your guts. Tell us what you need to get this off your chest. And he would tell us whatever stories occurred or whatever, you know, whatever happened. And we found a way to get through by doing this. So why did I have him pick a code name for the teacher? Because what happened after so many months of this literal mental abuse of this child, what was going on was he was relating everything negative from this teacher experience to other things in his life. So you would hear him say something like, oh, that's just like what she does. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. And then he was like adopting the speaking habits of this negativity to relate anything. It could have been something completely off the wall. But he was even saying to our six-year-old at the time, like, oh, that's what she says to us in the classroom. Now you're talking like Mrs. Such and Such. And I felt like we were hearing her name constantly. And number one, it infuriated me to hear her name. It made my blood boil. But number two, why talk about her? And then I realized, like, he's giving power and manifesting more by speaking her into existence. So I use this example of my son overcoming this because, number one, yes, he most definitely did overcome this with some tweaks to me coaching him through this. Number one, I had him no longer use her name. We gave her a code name. Number two, we asked him to outline the negative events in 5 or less minutes, unless it took a lot longer to do that. But we had to minimize the amount of time we talked about the negativity, even though it was stuff we needed to know as parents. There's only so much of our lives that we could share rehashing this. And then it wasn't doing his spirit well to rehash that story. I mean, it was a venting process, but then as my husband and I would get angry or upset because of what he was experiencing, we then would turn that anger and frustration onto ourselves. So it was a vicious cycle. So by creating this code word for this woman, it took away the personalization for him of what he was experiencing with her. And he was able to then sort of step away and become less emotionally invested than he had by no longer saying her name at home. So I'm just going to tell you because it's funny, but we called her Voldemort. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, it'll make sense to you. And it made for a lighthearted, funny joke about the situation. It changed the energy of the situation. So let's say you have an ex and they're making your life a living hell. Stop calling your ex, I don't know, Anna, and start calling your ex Apple. I mean, whatever code word you want to give them. And I'm sure you could think of a snarky thing to call them, like Voldemort or whatever. But every single time, you know, it's true. Every time you say the name of someone who's working against you in the universe, you're giving them power. You're giving them fuel because your subconscious mind then says, oh my gosh, I'm talking about her again. Right. So stop talking about her. So number one, I'm going to give you 3 steps to changing how you start talking about things differently and how you stop talking about the same problem over and over and over again. Okay. So number one, stop talking about whatever event interrupted your life today like it happened 5 hours ago or an hour ago. Because there's people out there that I meet, or even clients I come into contact with, and I say, okay, so tell me what's your biggest thing you would like me to help you overcome? And they say, well, it's my divorce. It's my ex. Okay. When did you get divorced? Well, 17 years ago, but he's still causing me trouble. Okay. That can be the case, right? But I'm sorry that you're suffering for 17 years, but we have to find a way for this to stop. Your own life has to be more important than the life you lived with them. Okay. So you have to stop talking about the trauma, the accident, the chaos, the breakdown. A lot of my clients have had a health crisis and they've overcome that. I am one of those people. Stop talking about my cancer. You don't have cancer anymore. It's not your cancer. You don't own the cancer. I don't even like to say the word C-A-N-C-E-R. I just prefer not to use it at all. So stop talking about it like it occurred yesterday. Start no longer being a victim. You're not a victim of that event anymore. You're not that person who you broke up with, who you ended your relationship, who you ended the business with, who you no longer work for. You're not their victim anymore. And every single time you talk about it and use their name, you're giving energy to the event that is connected to the memory of the demise of the relationship in your brain. So I'm going to say that again. Every time you continue to use their name, you are feeding energy of that negative event, and that memory is in your brain connected to the negative emotion that you felt when you broke up, when you ended it, when the trauma occurred, when you found out you had cancer. So stop being that victim. So number one, just stop talking about it like it happened yesterday. I am not, yes, I say I am a cancer survivor, but how about I'm just a survivor? I am a survivor, period. Why do I have to have cancer connected to my name? It's my past. It's not what I am now. Yes, I will root for you. I am absolutely on board with people fighting cancer. I am all about being done with cancer, but you very rarely will ever catch me saying I am a cancer survivor, because I am no longer connected to cancer. I don't want to be connected to cancer. I want to just be surviving and thriving. So number one, disconnect yourself from the event as a victim. Number two, stop using the name or identifying with what broke you or caused the trauma. So kind of a recap of what I said. Number one, number one was you're not a victim anymore. Disconnect and unfeed that energy of that event. But number two, what I'm literally saying is don't talk about your ex. Don't talk about your old employer. Stop talking about the lady that hit you with her car and caused you 6 months of rehab. Stop talking about your neighbor who caught her house on fire, which melted the side of your house, which caused you to have all these added expenses that basically kind of ruined your life for a period of time. Stop talking about it. Rename that event. Rename that event. So when you stop using the name of the person who broke you down, brings me to number three. You redesign your own memory, which is what we each need to do. So when I said that you could recode or rename the person or the event, decide what that looks like for you. What are you going to call that event? I just like to say to all the things that went wrong in my life, in my husband's life, what happened to us in the past, that is an old life. That I don't even say, there's a dividing line out there in the magical realms of the universe where this invisible line was drawn during this 1 year of our lives. And from that point backward, everything bad happened. But from this point forward, this is me being rebirthed. This is my husband and I being rebirthed in our lives. So redesign your thoughts about what happened and you draw the dividing line. It's like, I don't do math. I'm kind of dumb with math, but draw an equation, right? So you're going to draw a line on the paper and then make a cross. And on the left side of the cross, write before. Okay. So whatever it was, like before divorce, before cancer, before trauma, before the accident, before the breakdown, before I lost my job, before I lost my house, whatever, whatever you want to say the before is. And then you're drawing this line. And on the other side of the line, what are you putting there? What are you defining yourself as? I just say new me, the new me. Because what happened to me in the past is just the old me. I'm not even that. That doesn't exist anymore. That person that experienced those losses and that grief and that hardcore trauma, it doesn't exist. You are not the victim of what happened to you. That doesn't exist. This concept that we all have of time, we only have the now. So in the now, in today, you need to reprogram your brain to know what you are. When you start speaking into this current reality, into your existence now, instead of saying cancer survivor, how about I'm just a survivor? How about I'm an entrepreneur? How about I am a mom or a dad, or I am a sister, or I'm a wife, or whatever your job title is. I don't even know what you want to call yourself. But all I can say is it can't be blank survivor, divorce survivor, cancer survivor, accident survivor. No, it can't be that, because you're still connecting that to the past episode that you need to let go of. So when you redesign your thoughts around what broke you down, that's when you start renewing yourself, and you anchor in a new reality. You anchor yourself in the future because you've let go of that old memory tied to that old emotion. I hope this made sense. I hope it wasn't too much over the top. I tried to keep it as basic as possible, but I'm feeling compelled to say to you that so many of you that come to me and you seek out help with overcoming something emotionally, because ultimately emotionally is where we're all seeking help. How do I handle these emotions? How do I sort how I feel about that? When you process in your brain, I am no longer this, the entire energy of what you now put in front or after your name changes. It changes. And I know right now listening to my podcast isn't really going to be a definitive, oh my gosh, comma, this is the rest of my story. But when you let my words sink in and say and recognize to yourself, she's right, I do need to reevaluate the way I see myself. I need to reevaluate my own energy about this event that changed my life. And many of you, just like me, it wasn't just one event. Cancer was not the only event. It was probably the biggest event, but I had personal loss. I had grief. I had financial devastation. I had marital devastation. I had emotional devastation. I could go on and on and on and on, but I'm not. So my point is that cancer was a big part of that, but it isn't, nor is it part of me today. It just was a stepping stone to create who I am now. And that's how you need to look at it. So in recap, stop talking about what happened to you like you were a victim. You aren't that anymore. Stop using the name and feeding the energy of the person or the thing or the place. Maybe it's not a person for you. Maybe it's a business because it was like a job or a contract. Stop using that name. Rename it. And number three, redesign your thoughts about who you were, what, how it broke and fell apart, and who you are becoming. I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Stay tuned. It is Thursday, January 23rd, and I'm really feeling the need to want to really branch out in the podcasting sector, and I'm really feeling like I may do this again in the next 2 days. But you can always tune in for a new podcast once a week, and I will always post the link for the update in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe, on Facebook. Please join if you haven't. Thank you so much for listening. Sending you all love and light.